This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to start a new business, you got to have some guts. And in no industry right now, I think you can fairly say, are more guts required than in commercial aviation. Which is why it's interesting there's a new airline taking off tomorrow, Breeze Airways. It's going to fly mostly in the south and east. Departs Tampa at 10:30 Eastern, bound for Charleston, South Carolina, if you're in the mood. Avelo Airlines started flying just last month here out west. So, Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more now on the risks and potential rewards of post-pandemic aviation.
Establishing a new airline in the U.S. is not easy.
The risks are huge. You know, the graveyard of failed startup airlines in the U.S. is large and deep.
Edward Russell covers the industry for Skift and Airline Weekly, and he says for one thing, there's intense competition.
Major airlines often come in and will add flights on routes that these startup carriers add.
That is already happening to Avelo, he says, on some of its brand new routes. Starting and running an airline also just costs a lot of money, says Savi Saith, an industry analyst at Raymond James, which is a marketplace underwriter.
Aircraft are expensive.
And so are fuel and labor. But in some ways, Saith says, coming out of a pandemic is probably one of the best possible times to launch a new leisure-focused airline.
Because of the success of the vaccines and people having been locked in for a long time, there's a lot of pent-up demand here for leisure travel.
So much pent-up demand, in fact, that a Wells Fargo economist estimates 4.5 years of travel spending could happen in the next 9 months. Breeze Airways CEO David Neeleman also says the pandemic has helped bring down at least one of its big startup costs.
We got some planes for a really good price, so that helps our costs.
The airline has also automated a lot of things, he says, and everyone answering customer questions.
They're working in their homes, and that allows you to keep your costs low.
It's the first time in a while that two new airlines are entering the market, and Véronique de Rougy at George Mason University's Mercatus Center says,
it seems like a pretty great deal for consumers. Consumers are going to have way more choice.
For cheaper flights, at least for now. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.